I used to be very disapproving of people who owned dogs that are on the, I don't know, dangerous dogs list. Oh, I used to think they were, you know, they, I don't know what I used to think, but I definitely was very critical. And I was also a bit scared. I thought, I don't want to meet a pit bull terrier or a mastiff or, God, I can't even remember the names of them right now. But I, and the reason for that is probably due to the fact that I've just met an American pit bull pink-nosed terrier. Anyway, it has a pink nose. And the owner was really nice. And the dog didn't have a muzzle. I wouldn't have minded ever if the dogs, these dangerous dogs, had, or dogs on the dangerous breed list, had a muzzle on. I'd have thought, well, there's a very socially responsible owner. But, you know, I've mellowed a bit. Like, as soon as that man told me what his dog was, I wouldn't have been able to tell you what it was. It was 3 years old, so it was pretty well, you know, I would say peak strength. Anyway, looked in terrific condition, and it didn't look scary from the distance. Some of these dogs look scary to me, but the dog was very calm. He had a small little Shih Tzu or something with him who growled at Louis. But the two dogs, Louis and the what did I call him? The American Pit Bull, pink nosed. They got on fine. No, this is not in any way to change my mind that the dog should have been muzzled. The dog should have been muzzled. And in fact, the owner said the dog should have been muzzled. He said it in a nice, gentle tone of voice, but at least it made me aware that he was conscious that his dog should be muzzled. And I've come across people who think their dog shouldn't be muzzled. And of course, every owner of one of these dogs on the dangerous dog list believes their dog is a dote. Never had any trouble with the dog. The dog is great with children, this, that, and the other. And, you know, it's all the owner's fault, not the dog. And you shouldn't put any of the dogs down, and they shouldn't be taken away, and all these sort of things. And in a way, you could say they're all true. But then sometimes they're not true. And these dogs are sometimes, well, these dogs are, under certain circumstances, unpredictable. But they're so strong that they can kill people or damage them terribly. Anyway, all I really wanted to tell you was that I felt calm. And so that's a good thing in itself. And there we are.